Hi, my name is Wendy Wesley, and I'm a registered and licensed dietitian nutritionist, and this is the podcast St. Pete Eats, where we talk about gardens and farms and food pantries and food policy. And today I am thrilled to have someone I've worked with for many, many years. This is Aria Garling of Seniors in Service, and I'm just going to tell you a little bit about her. She is the Health Buddies Manager of Seniors in Service Tampa Bay. She leads programs that reduce loneliness and improve health for adults in the region through weekly calls from dedicated volunteers. And I overheard you saying something to someone outside. Interesting is that you pair seniors with young people who are going to study medicine. And so this kind of primes them to working with the senior population in areas of loneliness and nutrition and safety in the home and other things. So would you tell me about Seniors in Service and about potential funding cuts that may come, and just how long your program's been in service to the Tampa Bay area?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Wendy. So Seniors in Service has been in the community for 41 years. And Seniors in Service, our goal is to provide solutions to community challenges by engaging volunteers from the community. And within that, Seniors in Service, or our Health Buddies program, was developed because we saw that there's a lot of older adults specifically in our community that are isolated and they're lonely and they just need somebody to talk to. And we have the solution for that. We have our Health Buddies, and these buddies are primarily college students who are going to school to be the up-and-coming healthcare workers of our region, of our nation, and beyond. And we saw this opportunity. We received funding, thanks to BayCare, to be able to create a program where not only are we creating connections, right, we're also teaching these soft skills that we hear all the time that no one gets trained on. So we teach them how to engage with our older adults, how to speak and listen, right? It's, we have two ears and one mouth. So we teach them how to use those ears and effectively listen. But what we're getting is sufficiently trained future healthcare leaders that are able to interact with these older adults. Now, you're absolutely right that there are some upcoming cuts to budgets. And one of which is something that I urge people to really reach out to their legislature, write, call, do it multiple times. But there are funding cuts that are going to be removing programs that are connecting older adults in the community. And that's specifically through the AmeriCorps program. So AmeriCorps is at risk, and a lot of our programs at Seniors in Service, like our Classroom Grandparents program, those are funded by AmeriCorps. So what happens with cuts? These older adults are not going to have the connections into the community. They're going to be lonely, they're going to be isolated, and they won't be able to give back. And that giving back, when you volunteer, that is so important to the individual. It helps so much. If you're ever having a bad day, go out and volunteer. But these upcoming cuts, that is going to put those programs at risk. So if there's one thing that people can do out there, go talk to your legislatures and encourage to not make those cuts to AmeriCorps.
Okay. And I understand, I mentioned young people, but I understand you also connect seniors to seniors.
Yes.
And you, so you provide volunteer opportunities for seniors so that we can alleviate our senior loneliness problem.
Yes. So we provide companionship over the phone and in person. So the in-person companionship is primarily, it is 55 and better, serving those that are 55 and better. And this is that in-person companionship you would hope everyone could have. It's that neighbor that you would wish everyone would have. But yes, that is one of the ways that we're helping to alleviate that that disconnect, that isolation that people face as they get older. And just as an example, in Florida, there's 4.8 million older adults, and 25% of them live alone. In Pinellas, we have 261,058 older adults, and about 32% of them live alone. And that isolation, that loneliness, contributes to mental health conditions. That loneliness contributes to food insecurities. Mm-hmm. And that food insecurity, it just becomes that cycle. And, you know, we are seeing higher than the state average in emergency room department visits. And one of the reasons why is from falls. Now, if you have an older adult who doesn't have the right nutrition, isn't able to access it, maybe they don't have the means to prepare it, if you're hungry, you're much more likely to fall. And those falls account for the higher number of mm-hmm. emergency room visits for these older adults. It is multifaceted, right? Everything is multifaceted, but companionship and the companionship for older adults and food security are just so important mm-hmm. and so closely intertwined. Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you had me come in and do some education for your health buddies and some of the other volunteers. And part of it was how to help someone navigate cooking for one, how to easily, painlessly incorporate higher fiber into the diet, how to take a limited budget and stretch it over time. And so those were all things that when I worked at the hospital were all issues with seniors, and that loneliness, that navigating the kitchen and that cooking for one came up over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, absolutely. And we put the nutrition at our second week, and there's a mm-hmm. reason for that. We want to make sure that we're honing in on the importance of nutrition right away, because a lot of people don't realize, for example, this is one of my favorite ones from Wendy, is that if you have high sodium and you're eating a turkey sandwich every single day, that turkey sandwich has probably all the sodium you should have for the entire day. Yes, Nanette. So it's because the two pieces of bread, the mayonnaise, all of that, and then the other side of it is the turkey itself, because there's such a low fat content. Tell me if I'm wrong on this one, Wendy. But there's such a low fat content that they have to replace it with something that tastes good. And what tastes good? Salt. So to make it more palatable, there's a higher salt content. So that's always something that's surprising. And the remedy for this, right? Now, mind you, I'm a vegetarian, so I have not tested this firsthand, but Wendy's recommendation was roast beef, because the roast beef already has the high fat content, so the salt isn't necessary. So we're encouraging little things like that. It's never anything that, you know, if there's specific things, like, yes, absolutely go talk to your doctor, but if we can get someone to change from turkey to roast beef, mm-hmm. you guys, if it could be like tofurkey instead, no, for the sake of individuals,
trying to get everybody off of
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But for the sake of individuals being able to have something that is familiar mm-hmm. and comfortable, while also making those small changes, which yeah. I know that you're so good at mm-hmm. promoting, those small sustainable changes, that's how we're able to make a long-lasting impact.
Okay. Now, I know recently, even just, what was it, last week did it air? You were on Florida This Week on another local television program with the new host, Lizette Campos, and I understand the topic was cuts to SNAP and other food insecurity issues throughout the Tampa Bay. So would you tell us about that panel and that topic, because it's a big topic in the world of food, are cuts to SNAP. And SNAP stands for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which the old name for it, just for the, you know, the edification of the listeners, is food stamps. And it's a term we don't really use anymore. We use SNAP, but it is a vital program to many, many Americans. Can be between life and death for many, many Americans. So can you tell me about that experience over on Florida This Week?
Yes, absolutely. So you said that is the matter of life and death. And the reality is that it's so true that is truly the difference of life and death for so many. And the reason why is because the food pantries, right? Like, there, we know that there are food pantries available, but there's things that you can't get at food pantries. And SNAP helps to fill those gaps. Mm-hmm. And it's extremely dangerous for the well-being of every age group, right? Yes. Because we're looking at children, we're looking at the families, and we're looking at the older adults, and these cuts could have very detrimental effects for them. It's long-lasting detrimental effects. I was able to speak on, because of our partners, the USF Center for the Advancement of Food Security and Healthy Communities. I was there with Feeding Tampa Bay, the Tampa Bay Times, and Carla Bristol from the Youth Farm. Mm-hmm. And we were looking at how these cuts will impact all people. But one of the things that really stood out to me is in the school lunch line, and I know that we're talking about kiddos now, but in the school lunch line, with those types of cuts, we're going to go back to the othering. And what I mean by that is right now, if you go to a Title I school, at least in our area, the kiddos don't know who would have reduced lunch and who wouldn't have reduced lunch. And eliminating that is so important. So with any cuts that would happen there, going back to a program where now you have to apply for the reduced lunch, you're going to have it very prominent that, you know, these are the kiddos who have reduced lunch, these don't, because these are the ones that have to pay. That's just not something that we need for our kiddos to have to experience. So that was really one of the major focuses there. But the other thing I wanted to mention is for our older adults, there's 133,530 food insecure older adults in Pinellas County. And so what that would mean is, now where are they going to get these groceries from? One of the biggest challenges there is transportation. So yes, there are there's food pantries available, but still the transportation obstacle is very limiting. And one of the things that we do at Health Buddies is that we have a partnership with Access to Fresh. So for anybody who joins our Health Buddies program, this is for individuals of any age, but if you're 55 and older, you're a participant of our program, you're actually able to receive produce. And that produce is delivered to you. It's regenerative, it's organic, and it's delivered to you every other week for the 12 weeks that you're a part of our program, right to your door. So we're doing what we can, thanks to funders like the Humana Foundation and the Pinellas Community Foundation, to be able to make, to find those gaps and fill them even before these cuts are happening. Because being able to find ways to establish routines is so important, especially for our older adults, because without that food, they're going to have that disconnection and they're going to be more health risks involved as well.
Okay. Now, Aria, I know you've been involved with the St. Petersburg and the Tampa Bay area community for a long time on issues of seniors and social service and now food. And if someone is interested in becoming a Health Buddy or volunteering with Seniors in Service, getting involved, can you tell us how they can learn more about it? And do you have any kind of open house or events or any kind of other fundraisers coming up that, you know, somebody could come and learn more about you?
Yeah, absolutely. So for Seniors in Service in general, you are 55 and better, you're interested in how can I get more involved, then definitely go to seniorsinservice.org. Also, follow us on Facebook. We have a very active Facebook page, so you can see where we're at. We just had a ribbon-cutting ceremony for our new van and trailer that was provided to us thanks to a grant through JWB. So we had a lot of the community show up for that. We have events all the time. Now, in regards to our Health Buddies program, we make it so easy to register. Maybe you want to be a participant. Maybe you want to be a volunteer. Either way, 18 and older, we got you. Go to healthbuddies.info and fill out the form. It is a very quick and easy form, and you will be reached out by our team right away to help you through with the next steps. But we know how many obstacles there are out there, and we want to remove all those obstacles, whether you want to have a new friend, a new companion, or maybe you want to get out in the community and volunteer. We want to make sure that we have that available.
Okay. And then so before we wrap up, anything else you'd like to share about the program or food insecurities areas that you're working on? I wanted to say congratulations to you for receiving your degree, medical anthropology, and then or going on now for a master's of public health in medical anthropology with USF. So you're really moving forward in the food and nutrition space, and congratulations to you. Anything else you'd like to share?
Thank you, Wendy. So one of the big things is, how is this all connected? And the reality is that all of it is so interconnected. I received my bachelor's in anthropology with a minor in biology from USF. And when I've been in these different realms, you really see how interconnected every single thing is. From the microbiome in your gut, if you're not feeling well in your stomach, there's no way that you're going to be able to make the big choices that many of us face on a daily basis. basis. So when we eat well, we feel well, and then we're able to interact in the best way possible with the world around us. So this opened up my eyes to, hey, there's a lot more for me to learn. So I had the opportunity to go back to USF to pursue my master's degree in medical anthropology specifically. I am very excited to be working with Dr. Himmelgrain and Dr. Romero Daza. And then I'm also going to be pursuing a master's in public health, specifically in the community nutrition. All of these are very interconnected because there's tools out there that I haven't found yet. I want to see what there is to learn so I can bring it back and I can ensure that food security for the older adults in our community. But beyond that, because those kiddos that don't have the food security now, they're going to have those adverse childhood experiences that they will then be the older adults who have the mental health conditions because of those experiences. So when we can influence one person, we're changing everybody around them as well. So really, I encourage people, if what we're talking about for volunteering isn't what you love, that's okay. Find somewhere to volunteer, because be curious, get out there, and just interact with the world around us. It's so easy to start scrolling through our phones, but things change when you get to be out there and really interact with the community that you're in.
Yes. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on St. Pete Eats, our podcast about, you know, the food scene in St. Pete. And I thank you so much for coming. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Wendy. Mm-hmm.